We just heard song number 100 in these hymn books being played. Let's begin tonight by singing this together. Let's sing with all of our hearts, from our hearts, and worship to our God. 100. Anyone who'd like to stand with me as we sing, feel free. Up Calvary's mountain, one dreadful morn, walked Christ my Savior, weary and worn. Facing for sinners, death on the cross, that he might save them from endless loss. Blessed Redeemer, precious Redeemer, seems now I see him on Calvary's tree. Wounded and bleeding, for sinners pleading, blood and unheeding, dying for me. Father,
praise.
turn to number 198. Remain standing as we sing 198, Wounded for Me. Be seated as we sing that fifth verse, Coming for Me.
Coming for me, coming for me. One day to earth He is coming for me. Then with what joy His dear face I shall see. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
see if anyone needs to open the book. Let's sing some of those verses together. When I saw the cleansing fountain open wide for all my sin, I obeyed the Spirit's wooing when he said, "Wilt thou be clean?" When I saw the cleansing fountain open wide for all my sin, I obeyed the Spirit's wooing when he said, "Wilt thou be clean?" I will praise him. Blessed be the name of Jesus. Blessed be the name of Jesus. I'm so glad he took me in. He's forgiven my transgressions. He has cleansed my heart from sin. Took me in. He's forgiven.
my transgressions. He has cleansed my heart from sin. I will praise Him. I will praise Him. Praise the Lamb for sinners slain. Give Him glory, all ye people, for His blood can wash away.
It's a precious thing that we can be together like this. The whole camp is together tonight, worshiping the Lord. Our staff theme for this year is serving the Lord. And the highest form of service that we can render is to worship God. And what does it mean to worship God but to offer ourselves, pour it out, bow before Him, surrender all? And we do that tonight. We love Him because He first loved us. Think of the Apostle Paul and his testimony. I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live. Yet not I, but Christ lives in me. The life that I now live in the flesh, in this body, I live by the faith of the Son of God. And this phrase, who loved me and gave Himself for me. I often think of that. He loved me and gave Himself for me. This morning we sang, for me He died, for me He lives. And everlasting life and light He freely gives. And then we sang tonight, wounded for me, dying for me. Or in the first song, blessed Redeemer, dying for me. It's a wonderful thing to know He loved me and gave Himself for me. And now I owe it all to Him. I like to bring that verse into the present. He didn't say it that way, but I know that it's true, and I know that He experienced it. This is the way He lived, and this is the way we can live too. He loved me and gave Himself for me, but He loves me and gives Himself to me. And He's here tonight to bless you and to meet you as you pour out your heart before Him. Tonight is a special night here in this camp, and I'm so glad we can worship the Lord together. Now understand that we're here together for just a short time, and then those who are registered for the youth retreat are going to head back when I give the signal to the village, and you're going to continue your meeting. I understand, Brother Isaac, do they know this? Am I letting out a secret? Brother Isaac is the speaker tonight. So we want to just pray for him and for all of you. We're so glad that you're here this weekend. And, well, it means a lot to me to see you here, loving God, seeking Him, worshiping Him. Now, the staff members, all the staff members, except Brother Isaac, we're making an exception for him. But the staff members who are serving the third period are staying here when the rest of the group leaves, okay? Because this is the meeting where we pray for all the counselors, we pray for all the staff members, we have communion together, we gather at the table of the Lord, we feed on Christ, He strengthens us for the journey. He strengthens us in our spiritual life, but He also strengthens us for the service that we're about to render to Him. So I'm asking that the staff stays behind in Watch Rock here in this room when the others leave, which is not yet. And we'll have a time together around the Lord's table and hearing from God's Word. And if I know those guys down in the village, they'll still be preaching when we're finished. And so if you want another sermon, you can head down there, you young enough staff members, and I trust the Lord will be pouring out His Spirit there. And you can have a double portion, all right? Dear Lord, thank You for this group of students who have come here to camp to enjoy a time of fellowship and to meet You. I believe that they are meeting You, Lord, and I thank You for this. I thank You that You want them as much and more than they want you. And so you are opening your heart to them and manifesting yourself. You reveal truth and light and love to them as they seek your face and they gather together around your word. And I pray that this evening shall be a very special evening for them. I pray, Lord, that you will speak to their hearts, that they shall truly hear your loving call, that you'll bless our brother Isaac as he speaks to them from your word and gives them a challenge. Let him be inspired, and let them be inspired, and let your hand be upon him as he speaks to them. Oh God, give him your thoughts, give him your words, your unction, Lord. Let the anointing of the Holy Spirit rest upon him this night, and upon all of us. Give us receptive, responsive hearts to you. Let your Spirit move, Lord. Make our hearts tender. Work a response that will be a worthy response. Oh God, you must do it, and we look to you for it, the working of your Holy Spirit among us tonight, for your name's sake and for your glory. And Lord, we're also looking forward to tomorrow, as there will be much going back and forth, much traveling tomorrow. Bless all those who leave us. Hold your hand over them, oh God. Protection on the way, journeying mercies, your presence with them. And then we look forward to those who are coming to join us. Lord, these campers who will be here, and others too, but especially these campers who will be joining us for the third period, we pray your blessing upon them. We pray that you'll bring them here safely, and then you will meet them in a very special way, oh God. We pray that you'll have your way. What greater thing could we ask than that you would have your way among us? Oh God, during this third period, we pray that you will do your gracious work, work mightily and graciously and deeply in each heart, Lord, and all of us here, we pray, campers, counselors, staff, guests, Lord, work in each one and glorify your name, we pray. Hallelujah. Thank you that we can be here tonight. Thank you that you give us the privilege of worshiping you, Lord, in spirit and in truth. We pray that you will help us as we offer ourselves to you tonight. Thank you, Lord. Let our consecration be real and complete, Lord. Let us be your true servants. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
That chorus, I think it's good in three flats.
Precious Lamb of glory, love's most wondrous story, heart of God's redemption of man, worship the Lamb of glory.
Precious Lamb of glory, love's most wondrous story. Heart of God's redemption of man, worship the Lamb of glory. Precious Lamb of glory, love's most wondrous story, heart of God's redemption of man, worship the Lamb of glory.
Oh, hallelujah.
Oh, Jesus, wonderful.
You are worthy, O God.
the Lord. 173, there is power in the blood of the Lamb. And Brother Tim, you can tell us what we're going to do and lead the first couple verses, please.
All right, we'll sing together, and when we get to the third verse, we'll start to make our way out quietly.
The Lord. I'd just like to mention to all of you, but especially to the staff, that we have this Pilgrim Camp Devotions leaflet, and I hope that you will read it each day. It is about serving the Lord, and each day a little different theme. Today we had being entirely on the Lord's side. Again, last night we sang, and that was our Sunday reading, who is on the Lord's side? Who will serve the King? By thy call of mercy, by thy grace divine, we are on the Lord's side. And today we had Thine Are We, David, from 2 Chronicles, or that's 1 Chronicles, and on thy side. And this resolution to hold strongly with our Lord and King. our Savior, Jesus, who wants us to be entirely with Him. And tomorrow, whoever will be chief among you, let him be your servant. So I'm just showing how we have various or a variety of themes. For tomorrow we have taking the lowly place, doing the lowly job, serving someone else in the love of Christ. And this is the way that the Lord has shown us we ought to love Him and serve Him. He certainly has set the example for us. And if we want to be great in His kingdom, we must learn to be servant of all. And each day we have some other aspect, some other thought about serving the Lord. And I trust that you will be reading these faithfully. There are two different formats. I'm holding the one that I like better because there are less mistakes in it. The first one, the larger one, is one we did first, and we found a few mistakes in the first edition. We tried to correct them. Plus, it fits more neatly into my Bible. It doesn't stick out when I put it there. Then I can't find it. Oh, here. I find it easily. Read it every day, and it's good. All right. Now, we'd certainly want to pray together for our staff. And then we'll hear something about loving Jesus and come to His table. Let's start with the counselor staff, all right? Those who are serving as counselors in the village and in the cottage, please stand. Praise the Lord. Now I'd like the congregation to pray earnestly together for all these counselors. I know Sister Diane is a cottage counselor. Who's working with you, Sister Diane?
Olga.
Sister Olga?
And Sister Niani.
Sister Niani. Okay, good. So get these names in your minds and these workers in your hearts, and let's be praying for them each day. Now, Brother Peter has a harder task to give me everyone's name, but I think it would be good for us to get the names. Who are these guys over there? Say their name. Oh, that's a good way. We're going to come over here.
Eric Schaefer.
Oh, okay. Surprise.
Luke Schaefer.
Tim Walpole.
Josh Chow.
Matt Baranski.
Jason Henrique.
Stephen Henrique.
Over here.
Ruben Ringel.
Renee Amell.
You're a counselor? No, I'm kidding. I knew that. It's great. You see, you know you're getting older when you see these things happening. He's like two or three sets down from me. That's crazy. You've probably been counseled by people that I was a counselor for, or maybe even more. That's what I meant. But let's pray for these. Thank you, Lord, that they've given themselves to you, and you have put it in their hearts to see these campers meet you. And we just pray that you will give them the equipment. You have prepared their hearts, and you want to anoint their ministry. We pray together that you'll give them all the grace that they need. Even tonight as we call upon you, Lord, we would ask you to pour out your Spirit upon them. Fill them with the Spirit of Christ, that the love of Jesus might flow, that the light of Jesus might shine, that the life of Jesus might be manifested. Oh, Lord, I pray for wisdom. I pray for your help along every single line, oh God. You know everything that we need as we take this step to serve you. And I pray that every contact shall be just what you want it to be. I pray that you will help them to just know how and know when and know what to do and to say. Lord, you can do this for them. You can give them your guidance, your direction for this ministry that you have entrusted to them in these days. I pray for every cottager. I pray, Lord, that you'll bless these little ones. I know, and I know there are others in this meeting who know how you can meet cottagers, how you can touch their hearts, and you can open their hearts, and you can draw them, Lord, unto yourself, and show them things from your word. I thank you for the things that I learned, and I know there are others, as I said in this meeting, who look back to those days and remember things that they were taught in the cottage. So, Lord, we pray that these children shall be open to you and receptive and responsive to you, Lord. Make it a wonderful time in the cottage, Lord. I pray also for the village. I pray for all the boys that will come. I pray that you will just meet them. I pray, oh God, for Natick and Onantum. Hold your hand over all these campers. We pray for your protection. We pray for your moving among them, oh God. And all that is in your great heart, we believe you have something in mind for this period that is beyond that which we can possibly ask or think. And so we just pray. We know you work beyond that which we can see also, and for eternity. And so we just want to commit everything to you and trust you to bless them mightily. And we know that you are their reward. We praise you for this. You will not shortchange any one of them who's given themselves to you to serve you, Lord. We know this, and we just pray that they shall all experience you in a fresh way, in a way that they've never known you before, as they give themselves to your service. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. So please be seated. And now will the rest of the staff please stand? Another fine group. We're going to ask Brother Paul to pray for this. This is a great group, isn't it? We're so thankful for all of you. And we pray that God will bless you.
Dear Lord, we thank you for everyone in this room and everyone who will be coming this period, who has given him and herself to you, to work for you, Lord. And we pray that you would somehow satisfy the very needs of their heart and soul, the deepest wishes and needs that they have, oh God. We pray that they will be accomplished this period or the days that they are here. Lord, we know that you are a rewarder. And although we don't do it for rewards, we do it out of love to you. We pray, oh God, that you would come and meet these precious people who are giving of themselves. We also pray for the staff coordinators who are still working for this period and the rest of the camp season. Oh God, help them supply the needs of the staff. Continue to do that. And oh God, as we have been praying and believing this season that you will pour out your spirit in a great way, Lord. Give us a hunger after you. Make us cry after you until we experience you in a new way. Oh Lord, we long to see you work among us and these young people and us older people. Oh God, get your perfect will done in each one of us. In your name I ask this. Amen.
Yes, Lord, have your way. So please be seated. Thank you.